even though it's been 17 years since California voters approved Proposition 215 to legalize medical marijuana in the state, it remains a contentious issue, due in large part to the measure's biggest omission, a lack of uniform standards for implementation. Even within Sonoma County, inconsistencies abound, which is one of the reasons a new lobbying group, Citizens for Responsible Access, was formed. Angie Monette is executive director.
When you think about county regulations, those stand except if cities individually regulate themselves. I mean, each community is very different. So while sure it would be hopeful to have standards at the state level, right now it's happening on the city level. You know, we've got action happening in Healdsburg. We have changes coming in Santa Rosa. The county's looking at items. Every week it's another jurisdiction in this area that's looking at cultivation. So we can hope for consistent regulations at the state level, but ultimately it's happening now and it's happening in our cities.
In setting standards that will still allow those who have prescriptions for cannabis to get what they need, Monette says doing so responsibly includes multiple considerations.
It's environmentally responsible. So, for instance, the city of Healdsburg just tried to ban all outdoor cultivation, which, of course, has numerous implications in the way of environmental impacts, high wattage use in indoor cultivation. It's enforceable, so it doesn't give law enforcement confusing or arbitrary set of guidelines. And they're also consistent.
That's vital, she adds, so that both patients and law enforcement know what's allowed and what's not. Another core member of the CRA team is former West County Supervisor Ernie Carpenter. He says he approaches the issue from a social justice perspective.
ACLU in San Francisco did a study a month ago, and 4 out of 5 arrests for marijuana use are blacks. That's wrong. I mean, why do we have such a disparity based on race for people using one product? So the social aspect of people getting locked in prison or jails getting filled up, non-enlightened policies by your law enforcement will cost the county big money.
A report generated for Sonoma County's ad hoc committee on the issue, which is comprised of 2 of the 5 supervisors, found that Sonoma County spends $2 million annually on marijuana enforcement, and that pot-related arrests more than doubled between 2006 and 2010. Carpenter calls that expensive and counterproductive.
The initiative is coming back to legalize marijuana in California, and people who opposed it last time are now saying it's going to pass. I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know this. We need to stop locking people up for possession of marijuana in the interim. It makes no sense.
Last December, the county's ad hoc committee abruptly proposed sharp reductions in how much marijuana prescription holders could legally grow or possess. That proposal was tabled in the face of some fierce criticism. Monette says the panel is now taking a more measured look at the issue.
The idea is that they're going to evaluate those guidelines and ensure that it still makes sense for the county. I think also that the county is looking to regulate around cultivation. Specifically, there were some questions raised as to cultivating inside of a home that doesn't have residence. Certainly that doesn't make sense. If you have a cultivation of that size, it should be an industrial space, agricultural, rural space, something along those lines.
No date has yet been announced for further public discussion of the matter. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.